A virtual star tour. Hi everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amber Graves.
It has been a little bit differently than we planned it, of course, just because it has been at home. But really, I think that this opportunity has been better than we ever really imagined that it could have been.
This year, the FFA State Stars Tour is virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the star winners are still receiving the same experience with some new opportunities. Haley Wilson of Monkford FFA, the State Star in Agribusiness, has more.
Because usually with the State Star Tour, we are able to meet industry leaders and different people in different roles within the Tennessee borders. However, we've never really had the opportunity before to cross that state line and meet with people further than that. So, for example, we actually met with the National FFA Advisor, which usually we would not be able to do. We met with President Zippy Duval from the American Farm Bureau. And these are just usually not people that we would be able to meet with just because they're so far away. But because of this opportunity, we've been able to do so on a virtual platform.
Walker Housley of Ray County FFA, State FFA Star Green Hand, shares how he feels the virtual star tour has had an advantage.
This is just cool to be able to utilize these technologies during these uncertain times and just take those and utilize them. And, you know, I guess an advantage of it is a traditional star tour, we only get to tour, you know, per se the state and meet professionals within Tennessee. But this virtual star tour has really opened that up. We can meet with people all across the country.
Adrian Muller of Scotts Hill FFA, State FFA Star Farmer, has more on the people she has been able to meet via the computer screen and how some things have stayed normal.
It's definitely been really eye-opening for me personally to meet with some of the higher-up people in the state of Tennessee and even the nation that I wouldn't have got the opportunity to meet if it wasn't our tour. They have just really tried to make it as homey feeling as they could. They send us care packages and things that we would have if we were actually on the real state our tour.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amber Graves.